was watching the news from Gaza, and I shut my eyes in despair. And when I opened them up again, a young girl was standing there. She said, "My name is Rivka. They killed me because I'm a Jew. I died in the ghetto of Vilna in 1942. The ghetto was like a prison. They wouldn't allow us to leave. Some said they were going to kill us all. We didn't know what to believe. That day, I wore my new red dress my Bobby had made for me. And in that crowded ghetto, it made me feel proud and free. I looked up at the soldier, I looked him in the eye. I forgot to bow my head down, and so I had to die. He smashed my head with his rifle because I was too bold. I was killed in the Vilna ghetto when I was 7 years old. Then, out of the darkness, a young boy's gaze met mine. He said, "My name is Muhammad. My country is Palestine. I've lived all my life in Gaza, and the only time I feel free is when I go down to the harbor and feel the wind from the sea." That day I went with my cousins, we ran down to the beach to play, and a soldier fired a shell at us and blew my life away. They think they can crush our spirit, they want us to feel afraid, locked up in the prison of Gaza, the prison that they have made. We're not their children. Our lives mean nothing to them. I was killed on the beach in Gaza the day that I turned 10. They call us human animals, and they are the chosen race. Muhammad, my brother, said, "Rivka, this world is a cold, cold place." Muhammad, my friend, my brother, let us leave this world of war. Then each took the hand of the other, and they were seen no more. And then I was alone again, back at the evening news, and every face was a mannequin's, and every phrase an excuse for all of the children murdered, and all of the leaders' lies, and all who look the other way and turn a deaf ear to the cries. But I will not keep silent or pretend I hadn't known, and may our voices raise together have the force of water on stone. And may all of our voices together have the force of water on stone.